Number 4. Denver and Rio Grande Freight Houses. The Denver and Rio Grande Freight Houses represent the dichotomy of transportation in Salt Lake City. While the rehabilitated South Building is a critical part of the new transportation system, linking a variety of today's transit modes together in an intermodal hub, the North Building remains a reminder of the railroad past. The freight houses were once one building, built concurrently with the Denver and Rio Grande Depot prior to 1910. The yard in which they sit included boiler and engine shops, balsam and pipe shops, a print shop, a roundhouse with a center turntable, and a small firehouse. The freight houses possess distinctive architectural qualities and represent a unique building type seen nowhere else in Salt Lake City. The most unique design characteristics include the long, sleek canopies and continuous bands of industrial-type windows between the canopy and roofline, which allow natural light into the center of the buildings. Following the map, please continue to site number 5.
We lived on the west side by Greektown with Lebanese neighbors. You know, when you're far from home, you want to be with your people. Lebanese Town, it was called. 3 Lebanese were very successful. Bono Shul had a grocery store in Greektown on 2nd South. George Cater and Khalil Fidel also dry goods stores. George Cater got men jobs at Bingham Copper Mine. Lebanese men peddled, selling jewelry to Greeks, and lace, linens, cloth, and bedspreads all over Utah. Many Lebanese men labored for 10 cents an hour, 10 hours a day, making it necessary for the women to take in boarders. They had to. Sarah Addy, early Syro-Lebanese immigrant.